Francis Albert Sinatra.
Tight.
Yeah, but I was working at a beautiful music station. You know, if I was working at that oldie station we used to, that we replaced down in Florida, and then we got replaced, right?
The songs of your life.
You gotta love Frank, though.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to these horns right here.
Yeah. Oh, that's not Frank.
Gotta love that.
Can you believe 10 years?
It's a little window into my musical soul there.
You old queen.
I'm an old queen. This is not old queen.
I know. I just wanted to say it.
If you like Frank, you are not an old queen. And right.
You're
Rob,
a king.
Just a little history on this. 10 years ago today, he left our...
He passed 10 years ago today. His last concert was in Richmond, Virginia.
He's at that big Jilly's in the sky right now.
Yeah,
Jilly's
baby.
Is the place he used to hang out at. I mean, really, he's on the list of a guy. What a guy it would have been. To hang out with Frank. Francis Albert, chairman of the board. It would have been very, very cool.
Do you think he tipped St. Peter $100 to get into heaven quicker?
Hey, baby.
He used to call it duking him. Go duke St.
Peter. I'm not waiting in no line. And Beth Ann has popped in here to join us also because you're a fan of this
Top
next
Chef.
Show. This yep. is let's get this lady on the All air right now. We were talking about her before. I'm talking, of course, about Nikki from Top Chef. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
You know, I have to tell you, after watching the elimination and what you guys went through, I jump in on Top Chef periodically. I haven't gotten religious about it, but I mean to get religious about it because I really have to say this is what I have to say about Top Chef, this show. If you have not watched this show on Bravo, it's like the most popular cable show on the air right now.
Wow.
And if you have not watched it. And you do watch the network show of like that Gordon Ramsay. Let me tell you the difference. This show, Top Chef, is the real deal. These are real chefs. These aren't like line cooks from the Waffle House that they pull in
or retired electrician
and do this stuff. And Nikki, I have to tell you, your elimination show, I felt so bad for all of you guys. I mean, they get a wedding within 24 hours, they have to cater a wedding for.
Right.
How many people was it, Nikki, that you had to cater for?
It was 150, and we actually winded up just being the whole challenge took almost 2 days to happen.
It was astonishing. I mean, you guys are just, you're all so hagged out, and you're just so tapped out. Now, you were kind of slammed for your pasta on that show as far as they didn't like what happened with your pasta, Nikki.
You know what? I think it's a big misconception. They said the pasta was dry, but actually the pasta was cooked by one of my teammates. It wasn't the consistency of the pasta.
Who cooked it? Who cooked the pasta?
Well, Bill was in the back cooking by himself.
Right.
Which, you know, he loves to, like, take on everything and then complain about it. You know, that kind of guy. So it was tough to, I keep getting that question, but, you know, I watched it again, which I normally don't do, and they didn't say really much about the consistency except that the dish was dry. So I think, you know, sitting in a chafing dish, and it's tough to do fresh pasta at a catering job anyway.
Yeah, it is, because you got to haul it all around, and you can't, you know, pasta should be made fresh, right, Nikki?
Absolutely, served fresh.
Serve fresh. Now, I have a million questions about Top Chef. First of all, that chick Padma. What the hell is the deal with her? And do you want to scratch her eyes out sometimes?
You know, what's funny is I feel like Padma's a love hate kind of character. You know, she really adds a lot of the diva-ness to the show.
I can relate how you chefs would have a little issue with her but also, you know, from a strictly male testosterone standpoint, obviously she does kind of exude sex when you see her on camera. What is her deal? I love Top Chef, but I've always been curious about her. Has she ever, I mean, she's a cookbook author, right? She's written a couple of books.
Yes, and she's pretty well traveled. I'm not sure, you know, I think that her background is how she grew up, you know, really exposed to food and that kind of thing, but she's not a chef, you know. Which,
she's not a chef.
See, I picture all you guys going.
That's why she's the host.
I can, right.
You know, I think not. Although she is technically a judge, she really isn't referred to as a judge. She's
You're
referred
being
to
so
as the
nice.
Host.
You are being so nice, but I can read between the lines and tell what you think right there.
Maybe
she's
too nice,
a host.
A little too nice.
She's a host that shows cleavage.
She's a
whore. Yeah, but
like
I mean, you have to. Even I'm amused by. I always look at what she's wearing and how great she looks too. So I think it definitely is an important element to the show.
Nikki, you're no slouch yourself, darling. I mean, you know, after 24 hours in the kitchen, nobody's going to look their best. But honest to God, when you pretty yourself yourself up. You are one handsome woman, if I do say so myself.
Thank you. I read a blog today that say, is that the same person? Or, you know, because on Bravo, I have all these, you know, the photos with the
right.
makeup and we're all done up. And then they're like, is that really the same person? And,
I know.
Yeah, I have to laugh at that. It's funny.
Now, I'm looking here because I didn't know this until they handed me this, but you are a chef co-owner. Your restaurant's called 24 Prince.
Yes, it's downtown. It's an American bistro.
Okay, and, in Manhattan, right?
Yeah, we've been open for 2.5 years now.
And, you know, the thing I always wonder, you're a chef co-owner. So my question would be to, like, a working chef that was maybe working in a hotel, you know, how in the name of God do working chefs get that kind of time off where they can, like, wing on off to? What is the total time when you're on that show? How long? How much?
You know, everybody's different because it depends on the length of your, you know, how long you're in it. But,
right.
I also run the business, so it was really, really hard for me to walk away. I happen to be very lucky, and I have a strong sous chef. He's been with me since day one, so he was able to kind of, you know, hold down the fort when I went away. And my business partner here, who's also my boyfriend, which makes life interesting, was able to kind of run the business. So I think I was lucky, but I'm not sure most people would be able to step away for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks at a time and leave their entire business behind.
I agree, and you know, the rewards are nice, Nikki, but I have to ask you, what in the name of God makes a person want to, you know, for, I know 100 grand is a nice deal, and you know, for a lot, that's a lot of money. It really is. But to, you know, you got a business that obviously is in the middle of Manhattan. It's got to be doing well. I mean, survive in that market, you got to be kicking ass. And believe me, I know what it's like to fail in the restaurant business.
Oh, Mike.
Rob, I'm terribly sorry. You knew I had to bring it up. I was in the Washington Post again today. They love to talk about my, they talked about all my ABC fines that I got.
Why don't you ever return their phone call?
I don't like to talk to those hands.
Nikki, you're usually chatty.
I know.
Nikki, do you think you've gained anything from your Top Chef experience that'll make you a better chef?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I didn't go on the show to, you know, to open my own restaurant, obviously, but we're adrenaline junkies, chefs by nature. We crave that. We want to be challenged. We want to be pushed. And, you know, Top Chef is such a great outlet for us. It's like, where else can you go to boot camp in the culinary world and be challenged that way? And it's, you know, you come out of that experience, I'd never walk in the kitchen and want to not be a perfectionist. It's like, wow, I've been at the top. Now everything I do has to be at that level.
I'm trying to think of a comparison on Top Chef. Top Chef is to Hell's Kitchen what, like, you know, a fine bottle of wine would be to Thunderbird.
Okay. If that.
That's fair.
I don't know, but that's a terrible analogy.
Not bad.
It's a terrible analogy.
No, it's all right.
No, but Top Chef is really the show for foodies. It's got,
right.
Yeah.
Because the challenges
Definitely.
You guys right. do are all serious
the Cadillac.
Food things.
It's the
right.
Cadillac of the food reality show, Mike.
Well, you know what?
That sucked
even
too.
To know there. The challenges are almost never realistic challenges, which I think some people get really disappointed about, but it's not meant to be. It's meant to put you in extreme circumstances and see how you come out, you know?
Was that a final challenge for you? Was that the toughest one where you had to cater the wedding for 150?
It was the toughest physically. I don't think it was the toughest technically or, you know, I mean, it's always tough to cater, especially when you're not a trained caterer.
Right.
And that was our biggest challenge this season. We had a few catering type events, but...
How do they find you? How do they find you on that show? I mean, or do you find them? How does that work?
No. Well, they actually put out an open call now. They're casting for season 5.
Do they have standards like you have to be a trained chef or you have to work in a restaurant?
No, they do extensive, you know, interviewing. And this is crazy. One of my servers came in one day and said, hey, they're doing an open call, and I just kind of shrugged it off. And then my staff and my boyfriend conspired and basically sent the producers my resume. I was very surprised when I got a call one day.
Ambushed. They send in your resume, and then do you have to have kind of a like a TV audition to see if you're telegenic and all that good stuff?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's extensive interviewing. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. They've won Emmys. The production company is great.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, look, they made me look like the nice girl, and I'm definitely a bit of a tyrant. So I'm a big advocate.
You know, the one thing I will ask you, and I don't want to be too nerdy about the show, but I did watch this, and I was kind of curious. You know, you were a chef and a co-owner of your own restaurant. But when it came down to this Italian theme that the groom wanted, you kind of said, hey, I'm really not going to get it. Did you do that just because you thought your team was going to go off in every direction? Or did you, I'm not sure why you kind of bailed, since a lot of the reason that they voted you out was because you didn't take the bull by the balls on it. I'm curious why you kind of like let everybody take charge and go in 20 different directions on that final challenge.
Well, actually, I think it seemed more like that. We did come together. I think, you know, Dale was definitely the toughest one, as he said on one of his interviews.
Dale was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said he had a problem taking direction from me. I don't think it was lack of leadership. I think it was lack of, you know, team effort and cooperation. That, you know, you can't always come out on top. It's not like these were paid employees of mine that had to do what I told them.
And how much is the total time commitment when you're there? How much time do you spend with all these people?
It depends on how long you last in the conversation.
Yeah, before you get booted out, right?
No, generally it's, you know, a 4 to 6 week period that we're actually, wow, you know, together. So.
Any of the contestants get a little jiggy with it, you know?
I've been asked that, but I can't express enough. It's just such an intense environment. You think that might happen for some sort of relief, but it just doesn't. It's really every moment, which is not a lot that we have, we're thinking about our next challenge.
All
and
business. And do you have a pick to win? Because I'm picking the guy with the faux hawk.
He's definitely a standout this season. I think the thing with him is sometimes, you know, an experiment goes awry and then, you know, he can have a big disappointment.
Right.
Like, you know, with the fish scales, the one time he left. But, you know, I'm going to put my money on Steph or Antonia.
Okay, Steph or Antonia, two of the ladies. Very
nice.
Good. Well, yeah. Nikki, you know, you could have your own cooking show. You're very good on the interview circuit,
yes,
and you're very good on that TV
you
show. And when we get
at
to New York, we'll go to 24 Prince. What's your specialty of the house there?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And what's your specialty of the house at your restaurant?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
That's
well,
okay.
You know what? We have some things that my regulars kind of fight with me about changing.
Oh.
Ironically, I don't know if you've been watching the season. We had a challenge where we made macaroni and cheese, and I had to use Velveeta. So the funny thing is I thought I'd come home and be out of business because I sell more macaroni and cheese in my restaurant. It pays my utility bills.
That's awesome.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, we do it here with some real smoked Gouda, and it's a little creamier,
okay. Oh, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
You twisted our arm. We're coming up to see you. Nikki, good luck with everything you do, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's
bye.
A cool show. I really like that show. It's, you know, I've got to get into the habit, though.
Uh-huh.
TV is weird. I mean, especially...
It's a lot of work.
With
it's
reality
weird, right?
TV, it's weird, right? With reality TV, you jump around, uh-huh, and, you know, you really... You can't, like, latch on to something. And I'm really bad at following some of the sub-network
You brought
yeah
up something
yeah
great.
Same here.
The best thing is to, on a rainy Saturday, catch a marathon.
Right.
And you can watch 10 episodes in a row.
But I still love watching a show when it airs.
See, I don't.
Oh, that's
I don't
crazy
care.
Talk.
I don't care.
These reality
I
shows.
I want to be in the know the next day.
They're so manipulated, though. I mean, it's not like it's really reality. Just
I know.
Watch it when they hand it to you.
And with TiVo, those shows, you can just blast through. And
commercial.
If you're bored, like, you know, and now we're going to Pete, who's going to be cutting up the parsley, you know, you can zip right through that and you can just get the real good stuff that's on there.
I've been TiVoing the Ramsay Show, the Hell's
right
Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
There is so much teasing and recapping. I mean, you can watch
mm-hmm
it in no time at
yeah
all.
I get
so
sick
it helps
of that.
All right, I promised a recap of our Biker Friday, our Hogfest 2008.
Yes.
And now that's why she's in here. And well, she was in here because she wanted to talk to the lady from Top Chef. You like that show.
I love it.
Is that your favorite reality show?
That, and I love Project Runway, which is coming back. And
oh,
I love Hell's Kitchen, and
you know
I watch them all.
You know what I want to do?
I love Survivor.
Oh, my.
I think we should have Tim Gunn on.
I love Tim Gunn.
And just have you do the interview. But we're in the studio with you.
Okay.
And we just hang by.
And watch.
And you'll just hear
supporting
like...
Supporting me, right?
Yeah, of course. You'll
of
just
course
hear...
We'll just watch.
All right. Now tell me, bring me up to speed. Where are we on the whole motorcycle thing?
Are you talking about Hog Heaven 2008?
Biker Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Hog Heaven 2008, Biker Friday.
Hogfest.
Anything on two wheels besides a moped?
Yeah. A week from this Friday.
Where are we on the bands?
One band said they would do it, but didn't want to do it for free.
Is it Foreigner?
They can kiss my ass.
What? Right. And that
right
basically,
not Foreigner.
I said it. Then I have another band who
did
emailed
you say
me.
Foreigner?
I'm really hoping that Foreigner can come.
Keep yeah hoping, Rob. Keep hoping.
Foreigner.
She gave me such a bad look.
Who's playing at Nissan that weekend? Somebody will be playing at Nissan. They want to come
so
down
true
with a couple
funny
of acoustics. Hey, I aim for the moon, baby.
REO Speedwagon?
Right. Yeah, REO Speedwagon.
19 top 40 hits.
Now
we have no budget.
We have no. Well, that's okay though.
Okay,
we have none
so.
Budget.
All we're doing is that you have ribbons for people.
Of ribbons and trophy. Oh!
I
got it.
This just in.
We got the ribbons. We got the trophy for the best in show, or whatever you want to call it.
Did we trade it out?
But we need verbiage. To be, it needs to be engraved.
Inscribed. You
right.
need inscription services.
So, what do you want inscribed on the Best in Show trophy? It's like 24 inches tall. It has a motorcycle on top.
Best in Show, Hogfest 2008.
Hogfest?
Hogfest.
Is that what you want? It can be Hogfest.
Hog Heaven is gay!
Sounds like a barbecue restaurant.
Why didn't you just tell me that
Hog
2 weeks
Heaven
ago?
Is gay because it's not like, what do we have our shirts embroidered yet?
Hog Heaven.
You know, we don't. Do we,
thank you for calling Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven. You're such a girl. You've never been on a motorcycle in your life. Hog Heaven. And then we'll make cream cheese frosting.
It's heaven.
It'll be great.
It's heaven.
You sound like Tim Gunn.
I know.
Okay.
Well, Tim Gunn would be more like this.
Does he have a band?
As a matter of fact, Tim Gunn would be an impression that I actually would be able to do with my current voice, my current burned
work
vocal
it.
Cords.
Make it work.
So what else? You say we have a possibility that they want to get paid. So they're out. They want to get paid.
Right. They want to get paid. They're
kind
out.
Of bam. Did they call? So they called us yesterday, and then they said they wanted to get paid.
Yeah.
Bite me.
I didn't realize. Oh,
what was the name of the band?
I don't remember.
Statler Brothers.
The 38 Special.
Statler Brothers.
Foreigner.
We'll come up.
I see flowers on the wall. Hanging in and pinning Captain Kangaroo, you know me.
Welcome to Hogfest.
I do have a band that sent me an email that said they would be available.
Here they are.
You know, I can't hear this song anymore without thinking about Pulp Fiction.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
I swear to God, I love that. When he's in that little, what's he driving, like a Toyota Tercel?
Oh, it's smaller than that.
It's
I think
a tiny
it's a little,
little car.
American car, and he's singing this because he got going to get his watch.
I worked in this format.
You played this song on the radio?
There's a format for this?
Yeah. It's called Country and Western.
I see.
And this, I swear to God, the Statler Brothers made me want to put a gun in my mouth.
But you know, that was just you filling time until you got to play another great Oak Ridge Boys record.
You did country?
I did like, country for
did he?
For like a year,
what was
2 years.
Your air name?
I never changed my name. I was always Mike O'Mara.
You are?
I was
Colonel
Mike O'Mara.
The Irish cowboy.
You know, the only time that I had the Irish cowboy. That sounds gay, too. Everything is sounding gay to me today. Hello, I'm the Irish cowboy. Welcome to Hog Heaven. We're going to have cream cheese frosting.
On the All Request Queen Hour.
Well, welcome to Hog Heaven. Did you get a ribbon? Hello. The only time I didn't use my full real name was when I was at American University, when I was doing the college radio, and it was the Uncle Mike show.
That's cute.
I was Uncle Mike. I would sit there Friday afternoons
what
like for
play?
About an hour.
College radio, you can play whatever you
contemporary
want.
Contemporary rock, you know, in the days. Let me see, contemporary rock, the first Beatles album.
No, Chuck Berry.
Just the hits of the day.
Well, Mike, do you
Bach,
have any,
Beethoven.
Do you have any contacts left from your country music days to get us a band?
Yeah, sure, right. Of course. Let me go back to 1980.
Call Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah, well, I love Ricky. I love
me
the Ricky Skaggs.
Me too.
I'd have Ricky Skaggs on this show.
He's an amazing guitar.
You heard him here,
I would
folks.
Put Ricky Skaggs on this show. Do you like Ricky Skaggs?
I'm not familiar. He's really, except by name.
He's a picker. And I'm not talking nose here. He's a great guy.
I'll bring in a Ricky Skaggs record tomorrow.
I'll take your word.
Ricky Skaggs is we kind of bluegrassy, right?
Yeah, bluegrass flavored country.
Good
amazing.
Old Rocky Top, Tennessee.
I'm just a country boy.
Sign me up.
But I digress. So we don't have a band.
No, but I'm working on it.
We have a prize. We have one prize.
We have one prize. A motorcycle jacket.
You saw me. You saw me.
You saw me.
You saw me a good jacket. You showed me a beautiful leather jacket that's like for a crotch rocket.
Yeah, is that okay?
It's purple and it's got the elbow pads on it, and it looks like, you know, one of those little.
It's a little rice.
Yeah. See, if we're gonna get a jacket like that, we need to get a cruiser jacket too. We got to get a biker jacket.
Okay.
And that's got to have a couple X's before the L, I'm guessing.
I think so. Yeah. A bigger
I'll
jacket,
try.
Or maybe it can be, you know, custom for you or something like that.
Shrink to fit.
So we still have not heard from the Harley dealerships, right?
No, not yet. But I mean, I called the
pulling
person.
Teeth.
I know. Yeah. I called the person.
This thing is called Hog Heaven.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sneeze.
Do you think that was the reason that we're getting these obstacles in our way?
What?
That the name?
Yeah, probably. Hog Heaven.
Hog heaven is, you know, what you say when you take Paula Deen's lemon cake and you take a bite of it. And
okay.
And we were gathering around the table, and I took, and we were in hog heaven.
I think it is actually a series of gay porn titles.
Don't ask.
Yes, in the early days, starring Peter North, it was
right,
magnificent.
Exactly right.
All right, so
Does
we don't
have
a band. We don't have the dealership
we
ready.
We got the food.
We have the food. We have a prize. A prize.
One prize so far.
We'll have other prizes. We'll have T-shirts, right?
Yes.
Where are we on the Michael Mara Show T-shirts? Not to digress again, but that's part
right,
of
well,
Hog
heaven.
Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's do it that way.
Now it's a fest.
Join us for Hog Fest 2008.
Okay. We got to work on our timing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I don't
tell
think
me
so.
About it.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, thanks, Buzz.
It's crested. It's crested. Well, I know that.
Liar, oh liars! What were you saying?
The T-shirts aren't in yet.
There's your answer.
Now, did you see that?
Did I?
There was just that tiny.
There was not
tiny joy. Bit of joy. Tiny bit. Here's the look. Okay,
really?
This is why I wish this was TV. All right, when we start doing the streaming video, which they tell me we're going to do eventually.
Oh my god!
Which will be a benefit for our listeners.
I'll have to wear pants.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
No, you won't.
Hog heaven.
Rob and I are going to have to wear girdles.
I'm going to put up a screen.
But I would be able to look into the camera and say, "This was Beth Ann's." Like, what did she just say? They're not in yet.
Yeah.
This would
it.
Be the look. Tiny.
Show me.
Subtle.
Show me again.
But you have to be aware of it. They're not in yet. And the eyes. And the eyes.
Suppressed.
The eyes open just a little bit.
A suppressed smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just. It's not even a smile. It's more the eyes. It's just acknowledging, like, I'd be great as a cop. Because
yeah.
I could tell if somebody was happy
See
or
right
sad
through.
For real.
Sure.
But it's like,
really?
The T-shirts are not in yet. So the nose raises ever so slightly, going triumph.
You'd be expecting her to say, "We have brownies."
Triumph.
Something really
That's
happy.
Right. That would go with that face.
Stock market's up.
I have made his life difficult
once again.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. And,
Merry Christmas.
I have no idea what's going. Oh my God! I know what's coming up.
Tony Perkins
is standing
yay.
By, and he will be paneling for a good chunk of time. He's not just here for one break. He'll be here for a good chunk of the show. Right.
The rest of the show.
The rest of the show.
Yay.
From Fox 5.
Does he have a band?
I think Tony can sing.
Hey.
He's a Beatles fan. He might be able to get us a band.
He could. Well, he can't get George, but maybe he could get Ringo.
Of course he can't get George.
Not without a shovel.
Get a shovel.
Tony was the
All right,
Beatles.
Tony Perkins and more fun and more thrills coming up on The Big Show.